Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. One of the things that make humans God's most fascinating creation is that we each possess our own will. Even God, with His limitless power, refuses to control our will. The bottom line is, there are some people you simply cannot help until they're ready to accept your help. It may be your spouse, your child, or a loved one, but until you recognize what you cannot do, you'll never understand what you can do. This week, we're going to take a look at 10 people you cannot help. The first person you cannot help is someone who does not acknowledge that they need help. As difficult as it may be to accept, someone who does not see their own problem will have no incentive to change it. It may be drug addiction, poor study habits, or plain old rebelliousness. But the first step in helping anyone is for them to acknowledge their problem and need for help. Until then, this is one person you simply cannot help. The second person you cannot help is someone who believes that you are their problem. This is very common within families. Children often view their parents as the source of their problem, and until this is overcome, they may obey your rules on the outside, but on the inside, you have failed to truly help them. For example, a child does something wrong and is punished by being grounded from going over to a friend's house. When his friend calls to see if he's coming over, he tells his friend, "No, my mom's being mean and won't let me come over." Until he realizes that his disobedience is the real problem and not you, he won't truly accept your help. If you can't help these people, what can you do? You can pray for them. Ask God to influence them to begin to open up and be receptive to your help, and to give you direction on how to handle the situation. So stop going around the mountain time after time, repeating the same old ineffective routine. And remember, you can't control someone's will, but you can recognize their unwillingness to accept your help and pray for God to intervene. When they are ready, you'll see that your efforts are finally effective. Join me again tomorrow as we continue with 10 people you cannot help. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.